Day of the Dead, a traditional Mexican celebration, happens every year in the first week of November, this year taking place on November 2nd. A couple of days later, Day of the Dead celebrations were brought to downtown Peterborough at La Hacienda's Dinner Gala, taking place on Friday the 3rd and Saturday the 4th.
To show you, our Day of the Dead is a tradition in Mexico that shows since you're little that you only forget your loved ones. You lose your loved ones if you forget them. So every year we remind them that, no, we're not gonna leave them aside because we still remember them. Even if they're not there in person, we make this kind of day to make sure they come by spirit, and we share the food, we share an altar that shows things that they like.
That was Sandra Arciniega-Lennox, who has owned La Hacienda in downtown Peterborough for 21 years, introducing the guests at this year's Day of the Dead dinner gala. There have been Day of the Dead celebrations at La Hacienda for about 15 years, she says, but this year is the 10th anniversary of their big dinner gala. It was originally a small celebration, and over the years it has grown into their largest event of the year. For the dinner gala, they close the restaurant to the public for the night and provide a special four-course meal, along with curated wine pairings for each course, done by Univins and Spirits. The meal was created to include local ingredients from this area while showcasing traditional Mexican dishes, like their chosen dessert, a traditional Day of the Dead bread, as La Hacienda Marketing and Events Coordinator Ana Karina Corral says here.
This year we're doing collaboration with local businesses to showcase some other things, for example, Pan de Muerto, right? Mm-hmm. So we are collaborating with a local bakery, small bakery, and we are doing a signature bread. So this bread is the Day of the Dead bread.
The Day of the Dead bread is just a very, very simple bread, but it's only sold this time of year. And basically it's the representation of a bone, and its shape, like if it was the bones on the head, and it's sugar-coated. It's nothing special. Well, it is special. Like if you look at the ingredients, it's nothing different than regular sweet bread. But it means a lot and it represents a lot, and it's sold only this time of year, and we all enjoy it.
In addition to the food and drinks, they bring other traditional aspects of Mexican culture to their celebrations, like mariachi music. The restaurant is relatively small, only seating around 30 people for each event, so they did not have room for a full mariachi band. But they brought in award-winning duo from Toronto, Jorge and Yuri, from Mariachi Mexico Amigo. They decorate the entire restaurant with Day of the Dead-inspired paintings, and they have the traditional Day of the Dead altar.
And the way we celebrate or remember our loved ones, so Mexican families, some towns in Mexico, they go to the cemeteries, and they get together, and they just sit there, you know, with candles, with offerings. But most of the Mexican families at home, they put the altars, ofrendas, is what we call. So these offerings, we have, like Sandra mentioned, like the food, like the photos. But those altars, they have the elements, right? So every element represents something. For example, we have like the four elements, the earth, fire, water, and air. So we put the candles to represent the fire. We have the water, so the souls that they are thirsty, they will drink the water, right? So we have the presentation of earth are the flowers, the marigolds. So the marigolds with the scent, the souls will be guided to the altars to come back home and visit us through the scent. And also the candles is the light. So everything is dark on the underworld. So if you lighten up the path, they will come home safely, right?
And perhaps the most recognizable image from the Day of the Dead is the skull and the actual depictions of the dead.
So the Day of the Dead, you know, is the presentation of the dead. So people, they like to dress up as the Katrina. Katrina is the elegant way to dress up like the dead. So that's why they started. People started to showing up to the events with the face painting or with costumes. And that's what we thought, well, we can have that for them. So mm-hmm. they are able to, but we have a different artist that they come and they do that for them. And so they love it. Mm-hmm. So everybody's dressed up, everybody has the face painted, mm-hmm. the makeup, the music. Mm-hmm. So everything is about the mm-hmm. death in a fun way.
The elaborate celebrations for Day of the Dead are just one of the things that the folks at La Hacienda do to bring Mexican culture to Peterborough, something they have been passionate about since the beginning.
It's been many years, right? Like, obviously, 21 years being here, it wasn't easy, the acceptance of a lot of people thought it was spicy food and that. So just being present and adding all those little... Mexico lives on a lot of festivities. We have festivities for everything. So incorporating all those a little bit through the years helped because we had time to do it. And then as Karina, that has been here so many years, she is great at making awareness, and then the social media has grown. So she has built that.
And as we were talking, for us, La Hacienda, our vision is we are a destination. So we are more than a restaurant. So we have cultural events, we host cultural events, right? Like Mexican folk dance. So we serve specials, we try to showcase what our heritage is through music, through events, through the food.
More than anything, the people at La Hacienda want to preserve their Mexican culture and build that community here in Peterborough, because to them, these celebrations are so much more than just a dinner.
I think that just celebrating this in Peterborough is as important as it's in Mexico, right? So we want to keep our heritage alive. So that's the way, for example, I have kids, so I want to show my kids what my heritage is, right? Like what's Mexican culture. Mm-hmm. And the only way to keep those memories and those traditions alive is just sharing with people and sharing with the community. So that's our purpose right now. Mm-hmm. Just being present with what Mexican culture is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very hard to be far away from your culture, your country, and I was just saying this to somebody on the weekend, that if you move, the first thing you look is like, okay, is there Mexican groceries or is there a Mexican restaurant, and then you start building from there. So I can say pretty much everybody that arrives here ends up coming here for some reason or another, because they need to know that they have, like, you know, that little piece of Mexico close by, even if it's...
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanang.